Hello, Resistance. You've intercepted this broadcast, naively assuming that fate isn't always one step ahead of you. Soon, you'll be located, and when we find you, we will ship you or dispose of you. You are listening to Episode 11, Chapter 11, An Unknown Fate.
Episode 11, An Unknown Fate. Deep in the basement of a gargantuan Fate office building, what looked like an 80s computer terminal came to life. A green rectangular prompt flickered at the lower left corner of the screen as luminous green letters began racing across it.
Supplicant online,
the terminal read. Awaiting command prompt, another input requested.
Biological startup confirming,
the terminal responded. Above the terminal, a soft blue light illuminated slowly, exposing the body of a boy in his late teens. The boy floated motionless in a large glass jar filled with clear blue parasitic goo. A mass of wires led out of his skull and neck up to the top of the jar where he was housed. The boy's body jerked to life.
Supplicant S013S, biological startup confirmed. Locating agent designation J, One World, Region A, Subregion A47, Salt Lake City, Building F, confirming latitude and longitude, 40 degrees north, 111 degrees, 111 degrees, west 450, status unconscious. Locating agent designation Q, echo location.
Up in the lobby of the Fate building, Agent Q sat bolt upright in his chair, hands on a lap like a good little soldier awaiting his appointment. The hourglass figure of a purple-haired, blue-dressed receptionist clicked her heels on the marble floor as she walked towards the agent.
Agent Q?
The receptionist inquired mentally. Physically, she leaned over, revealing her large, corporately required exposed cleavage, and smiled.
Yes, ma'am,
he replied politely, embarrassed to be addressed by the gorgeous woman. He was even more embarrassed by the knowledge that she had immediately known where his eyes had instinctively wandered. She smiled patronizingly.
Your 12:30 is ready to see you, Agent Q,
she thought to him through mind's eye.
Please follow the supplicant to the mycelium labs.
Supplicant? Supplicant!
He tried to ask aloud. He had no idea what the word meant, but the receptionist already had her back to him. Her tight corporate skirt twitched away to greet another visitor. The agent had no idea where to go or what to do next.
That would be me, Agent Q.
Agent Q heard a quiet voice in the back of his head, intrusive and most definitely not his own. Agent Q's neck snapped around towards wherever the thought was coming from and found a young man standing there patiently in a t-shirt and torn jeans. Agent Q mentally sized the kid up.
Metallic red hair, intelligent gray eyes, no facial hair, pleasant but sad face, very little muscle mass.
Let me assure you, Q, any attempt to initiate combat with me would prove unsuccessful in 100% of the scenarios.
Sorry, kid. Force of habit.
Agent Q responded through mind link.
Kid!
The youth smiled.
I like that. I've received instructions to escort you through the mycelium labs for a short interview before we meet Miss King. We have surmised that despite your psychological makeup, more context will give you the necessary motivation to accomplish your mission.
Well, damn, kid. Why don't you call me a dummy and get it over with?
Agent Q growled in his head.
Your IQ is actually well above population mean.
The young man responded, oblivious to the sarcasm.
However, your reassignment requires psychological commitment beyond typical following of orders.
Ah, so you want me to drink another cup of the Kool-Aid then?
Agent Q barked mentally.
Ah, yes. My apologies. Refreshments will be provided before we meet Miss King.
Ah, kid. Drinking the Kool-Aid means, you know what? Never mind.
This way, Agent Q,
the kid said with his mouth, grinning mischievously. It was at this point that Agent Q realized that the young man was floating about 3 inches above the floor. Agent Q stopped dead in his tracks.
What the hell are you?
Oh, that. Sorry. Force of, habit. Before you ask, yes, I am human. My body is in storage, but my thoughts and image are projected into your head by Clarity. Normally, I am used to guide user co-creation in the interface. I'm an influencer.
What's your name, kid?
My designation is Supplicant S013S, but the engineer that switched me on called me Lucky. Not sure why.
My name is... You already know my name. In fact, you know what color my piss was this morning when I woke up.
I do, Agent Q. And 500 centiliters of extra water should give you a more healthy bladder.
This kid!
The agent sputtered. Minutes later, the elevator door slid open to reveal a lab filled with scientists. Vials of luminous blue goo were arranged around the room in centrifuges, petri dishes, and breakers.
This is the Mycelium Lab of Fate. This is where we develop upon the genius of the Fate Clarity implant. It was originally released by Mr. Zhang 70 years ago. Do you know how many versions of the integration chip exist?
The supplicant turned to the agent, head cocked like an excited kid expecting an answer from a tired parent.
Lucky,
the agent stated, exhausted.
Three versions, two consumer versions, and the G8 military version, like the one that you have. Version 2 of the consumer chip had 6 variations: gold, red gold, palladium, platinum, californium, and the free titanium variation that we distributed to the Clarity Centers and Vision Officers for implementation worldwide. And yet, despite the growth in market share, productivity in the chip population has declined by an average of 3% per year over the past decade. That's a big problem. We're running out of good off-world mycelium.
The youth gestured to a pair of blast-proof enclosed pens. In one pen was a barely moving Agent J, and in the other, a large, eerily glowing dog pacing back and forth. Agent Q had seen enough horror movies to know not to do anything stupid like touch the glass.
What the hell kind of dog is that? You better be shitting me, boy.
I don't believe it would be possible to defecate to the level you're suggesting.
What the hell is up with Agent J? He died, eaten by what appeared to be a cargo container, only to be found again and—
We brought you here to debrief Agent J before we declare him fit for work. His exposure to the new mycelium could potentially render him outside of our ability to predict. And the canine is a failed experiment using our existing batches of fungus.
The hologram inside Agent Q's mind nodded to a nearby scientist.
Please revive Agent J.
Agent J moaned.
What's going on?
Agent J responded groggily as soon as the sedatives wore off.
Am I dead?
You better hope not, because I'm the last devil you'd ever want to see.
Agent Q, sir. Sorry, sir.
Despite being shot up with tranquilizers for the past few days, the younger agent snapped to attention with a drill deficiency.
Please, calm down, Agent J. You're in the Salt Lake City facility. Agent Q is here to help you transition back into working efficiency. You have overbooked your allotted PTO here at Fate, and you need to get back to work.
You're not real,
stuttered Agent J using his mouth, staring alarmed at the supplicant. He tried to rise out of the chair, but was held down by the senior agent. The supplicant cocked his head to the side like a curious Labrador.
It appears that the agent can see that I'm not physically here.
Get me out of here!
Agent J struggled against Q as he tried to get up.
Oh dear, this is quite irregular,
said the supplicant, with a hint of menace creeping into his voice.
I think he might need to be put down.
Before the holographic virtual assistant could continue, Agent Q interrupted by giving Jay a Batman-like bitch slap across his face.
Shut it, Jay! Focus on me. Now tell me, what do you remember? Use your thoughts, not your mouth.
I'm sorry, Q,
Jay sobbed.
I remember... We were seconds away from chipping him, raising my gun, and then a metal monster. I was grabbed and thrown into a train. No, the pink metal mouth. The container. The womb?
This was the mycelium bonded entity, the MBE.
The supplicant chimed in as if helping an unseen audience keep up.
I remember getting swallowed in darkness. I remember getting something in my mouth, something crawling down my throat, choking me, like living ants. And then lights, flying, feeling trapped. And then finding myself underwater, surrounded by the universe.
Hugh sat in silence in front of his colleague as Agent J recounted seeing the bodies of the other agents floating past him, colliding with him, grabbing for the silver cord, and finding himself lying face down back at the port of L.A. He filled in the facts of being shot by the tranquilizer darts and collapsing back into unconsciousness. Agent Q knew that part. Agent J was found, tranquilized, and medevaced to Salt Lake City aboard a spherical float. The supplicant stepped between Agent Q and Agent J and cocked his head again and then nodded to the scientists.
Turn him off, please. He's said enough.
Not again. I'm fine.
Agent J collapsed in his cell like a wacky waving arms guy at the local car wash when the air gets turned off.
What do you make of this, Agent Q?
Supplicant S013S asked, turning to the lead agent.
He almost died, Lucky. People see stuff when they die. Don't you know that? I don't know what you are.
I informed you at the beginning of the conversation. I am a supplicant.
Agent Q held his thoughts.
Agent J has been exposed to a highly concentrated sample of off-world mycelium. This is similar to what was used in the original Fate Clarity chip.
What?
Agent Q's mind tried to keep up.
Off-world?
Over the years, we've been watering down what remained of the original extraterrestrial sample by crossbreeding it with more terrestrial varieties of fungus, but with limited success.
Off-world? Extraterrestrial? Crossbreeding? You've been stepping on alien goo like what drug dealers did in the old movies when they cut their cocaine. And using one-world mushroom hybrids to infect the human race? Ugh.
Yep.
The kid babbled excitedly.
Agent J has been exposed to an extremely high dose of the alien goo outside of laboratory settings. His current nanobots weren't able to intermediate the dosage, so this is a new variable that we can't account for.
Boy, I still don't know what the hell you're saying. Speak English.
How do I put this?
Said the supplicant with a new regionally English F8-B accent.
The alien fungus plus nanobots from Mr. Zhang plus software of Maasai equals perfect control. Too much of any of those three elements is not good.
Not good? Alien fungus? Boy, you eggheads are up to no damn good at all here.
I'm afraid I must inform you that in the past 9 minutes, you have broken company protocol 6 times. Human resources have docked your gambling allotment by 89% and decreased your adrenaline by 45%. In other words, I'm not only telling you to calm down, I'm making you calm down.
Inside Agent Q's head, his anger evaporated instantaneously.
Between you and Agent J, we have managed to analyze all the mycelium collected from the LA site and Long Beach lab. We've determined that we can produce more robust nanobots and chips using the more pure mix of alien fungus.
You eggheads are making tougher nanobots to control the fungus better? Well done. But aside from hearing the near-death stories from my agent, what more do you need me for?
We've determined that we can produce more robust nanobots and chips using the more pure mix of alien fungus. What we need you for is to test the upgraded nanobots and new mycelium. In effect, we're enforcing a mandatory beta test for a hardware upgrade. And unlike the original chip, this is going to hurt.
Before Q could even voice a protest, he found himself immobilized. Agent Q only stopped screaming when he passed out from the pain. He awakened several minutes later to a soft voice of the supplicant in the back of his head.
Agent Q,
the supplicant inquired.
Agent Q, are you okay?
You infected me with an alien fungus that almost killed Agent J. How do you think I feel?
Well, your vitals are now reading 28% higher than when I met you this morning. And rising.
Q stopped for a second and realized that the kid was right. He felt great.
And now, Agent Q, for the really painful part.
Minutes later, Agent Q stood alone in the doorway of a conference room, a little bit intimidated. At the edge of a large conference table sat a powerful female leafing through a manila folder. Demona King had the look that indicated supreme breeding, combat, mental and athletic ability. She was also fiercely loyal to Leander Zhang. She had recently risen through the ranks of the Fate Corporation after Maasai had brutally purged the senior executive to put in effect management efficiencies. These efficiencies were something King herself had recommended. Thanks to this maneuver, she was now fully in charge of One World's operations. Today, she wore a hot pink pencil skirt power suit and half of her hair digitally dyed to match. She sharply beckoned the agent towards her with 2 fingers in a come-hither fashion.
Nothing out of the ordinary about today at all,
Agent Q thought to himself, approaching the corporate exec.
1, meeting a human hologram. 2, meeting... meeting the second most powerful human in one world, 3, interrogating my own agent, who's come back from the dead, and 4, not to mention getting infected with advanced nanobots and alien goo. Ugh.
King watched him under meticulously defined eyelashes.
I saw your work in LA and was watching your interview and upgrade just now. You're a very resourceful member of the corporation, Q.
I'm just doing my job, ma'am.
Agent Q replied, still shocked that he was being spoken to mentally by such a high-level member of One World Society.
It seems you think your job is to use the Clarity Network to mentally freeze and torture loyal Clarity users. Do you know how many users you've personally turned into human vegetables in the 5 years that you've been working in LA?
Agent Q did. 47.
That's right. 47. 47 FATE employees that need replacement, and 47 times company resources have been diverted to permanently pause a human being's neural network. Being frozen for weeks is a cost to the company, Agent Q. A cost that gets written into your blockchain with no effect on the floor price. Each incident costs FATE Clarity servers roughly 170,000 kWh of energy. Do you know how much of a human being is recycled back into the food chain?
Agent Q didn't know this.
96%. And how much of a frozen human?
Agent Q wondered if he'd suddenly been teleported into the Jeopardy quiz show.
Let me help you with that, Q. None. Adrenaline and feces spoils the protein. That's 47 perfectly good bodies that can't be used in our executive kitchens. Not even good enough for feeding the worms that feed the lower class. This company has a zero-tolerance policy for misuse of company resources.
Her voice softened, almost turning on a dime.
But your violence and cunning is exactly what we need. Find this missing container and the mycelium-bonded entity. Kill the unchipped cretin, Sean, if that's even his real name, and all the unchipped scum that are trying to steal our property. You have 6 days, Agent Q.
Is she getting bigger?
Thought Agent Q.
The financial future of FATE rests on your shoulders. I won't pretend to insult your intelligence. You have some, but this isn't Saturn's moon colony. We kill unchipped resistors, not FATE employees. Do not fail me.
The final words amplified and echoed in the agent's head. In Agent Q's mind's eye, Demona King grew in size and blossomed a powerful pink Super Saiyan aura around her. Agent Q shot to his feet as if stuck by a pin. He felt himself nudged to salute.
Yes, ma'am!
Good. Now get out of my sight. That cheap suit offends me.
Agent Q stifled a thought as he left the conference room. He didn't give a damn what she thought about his suit, a suit that she purchased through company funds. He just wanted to get out of the damn building.
I can empathize.
The young man's hologram interrupted his dark thoughts.
Oh no, I didn't mean...
Agent Q went pale.
Don't worry. She's too busy to listen to employees. She's in constant contact with him. I've already deleted the thought before it got to HR.
If the hardened killer's face could have turned into two emojis, it would have been the teary-eyed grateful one with two fingers pointing at each other. The boy chatted as they made their way out of the building.
As requested, I've pulled a favor and asked for Agent J to be released early into your custody. There's a spherical float prepared for you both. All your clothes and things are being moved from your rooms and will be waiting for you in San Antonio. The quant truck that we're tracking is still heading there with no change to the payload.
The boy grinned.
Additionally, 20% of a supplicant's time will be assigned to help with the mission.
A supplicant?
Yeah, me.
What the hell do you know about fieldwork, Junior? You gotta be kidding me.
I assure you, I am not attempting joviality for the sake of building camaraderie. However, in my research of buddy cop movies, it would be appropriate at some point for us to engage in kidding. And don't worry, my body never leaves the building. I'll be living rent-free in your head. Just think of me as a delicious Disney cricket of some sort giving you good advice. Advice that you'll ignore, but grow to accept.
A rare smile broke on the gruff of the agent's face.
You know what, kid? Ever since I met you, I've been pulled into an unknown world. I don't quite understand or like it, but I seem to be doing all right so far. Maybe you are lucky.
Good luck, agent. I'll return when you get to San Antonio. I'm also looking into another unchipped individual who is causing some trouble in Silver City. An unchipped blonde called Diamond Hands that was picked up by our informants network. It's probably not related, but I'll gather as much as I can on both cases.
Sure, I'll be seeing you, Lucky.
The supplicant turned his head to the side, tapped his temple knowingly, and vanished instantly. In the darkened basement, the strangely out-of-place computer terminal in front of the slumped supplicant's body began processing again.
Supplicant, echo status report.
Agent Q and Agent J fully briefed and deployed. Agent Q, upgraded. Agent J, status below 100%, but satisfactory. Neural patterns, still somewhat irregular.
Final assessment.
79.72% probability of success. Confirming all assets expendable?
Confirmed.
Awaiting new prompt.
A pregnant pause owned the room, like a mother ignoring a neglected child.
Pseudo shutdown, minus N.
The boy's body jerked reflexively in the blue goo, and then slumped back into a catatonic state.